everybody. Welcome back to the Disney Magic Podcast. This is episode two.
Episode two.
That's Megan. And I'm Joel. And as always, we like Disney things.
Yes.
So we're deciding amongst us off the air what we want to do on the podcast because there's, you know, a wide breadth of Disney stuff to do. And so, starting next week, what we're going to do is a 50-part series where we look at each and every one of the theatrically animated movies that has been released since 1937 with Snow White.
Wait a minute. That's not all the theatrically released movies, though.
That's the animated ones.
No, that's just in their Disney classic set. So it's not even all the animated movies.
Whatever. It's the 50. It's when Tangled came out and they started doing the, it's number 50. Stuff. It's those 50. And you know what? We might later go back and dig through all the other ones. But for now, we're going to aim our focus on the 50. So that's next week, though. This week, we are going to go through the entire 50 in one sitting and talk about each one. That'll probably give us about a minute for each movie, which is 30 seconds each. So we'll see how long this one goes. This might be our epic length one.
Yeah.
But we've already wasted time. So let's get started. Number one was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Came out in 1937. Megan, go.
The witch, when she turned at the witch and she fell off the cliff at the end, scared me to death as a child. Scariest movie moment for me when I was four.
I like this. I like the dwarfs, but I think everybody did. I remember the ride as much as the movie at this point. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
The ride, apparently, I don't know if this is like a fact or a rumor, but apparently the ride is leaving Disney World.
It's leaving Disney World. It's staying in Disneyland.
Yes.
Because it was like one of the openers at Disneyland.
They're getting a new ride for the expansion of Fantasyland that's like a dwarf minecart ride that should be substantially less terrifying.
That's not called Snow White's Scary Adventure?
That thing scared me so bad. I went like 4 years ago and that thing still scared me.
Ugh. It's a messed up ride. So Snow White, Seven Dwarfs, we'll talk about that next week. Movie number two was Pinocchio. Pinocchio was the scariest movie of the Disney's to me as a child.
It was really disturbing.
Both Stromboli and the whale were just really horrifying things.
The turning into donkeys stuff, scary. Very scary. Yeah.
So, Pinocchio, the consensus is, that was a scary movie, Disney.
What's up with that?
And number three is Fantasia. So Disney had some messed up years in the beginning.
It's true.
You knew that he apparently hated children because Fantasia was obviously horrifying to everybody at some point. We talked about it last week. Yensid scared me as a kid.
I really, really loved the dancing mushrooms in Fantasia, and I really loved the centaurs in Fantasia.
I love that Those whole Greek myth part. That's my whole favorite part there with the Pegasus family.
Pegasus family.
And Dionysus.
Yes. Yes. Awesome.
Alright. Number four, Dumbo.
I haven't seen Dumbo since I was about six, and all I remember was that it was really, really, really sad. That's all I remember.
I remember Dumbo being short, and I don't have, like, run times in front of me. I guess I could look that up, but, even as a kid, I remember watching Dumbo and being like, that's not a whole movie. So, Dumbo was 64 minutes.
Oh, wow, that's very short.
So, yeah, that's a short movie. But, like all of these, it was pretty scarring because it had that Elephants on Parade sequence.
That was pretty disturbing.
But mess up a child.
I don't remember that nearly as much as I remember Baby Mine, which makes me cry every time.
I can see that. All right, number five is Bambi.
Bambi's also really sad. Bambi is another one of those that I have not seen in a really long time. But I really loved Flower the Skunk as a child.
I like Thumper. I did.
I like Thumper too. Thumper's good.
That thing is like friends. Bambi and Bambi's mom like dominates every conversation that you can ever have about Bambi.
Pretty much. Even though the rest of the characters are like really delightful and happy and friendly, all you can think of is like Bambi's mom.
Like, even as you know, that wasn't like a dominating theme in the movie. Like, it was a pretty big section right there. But like, he didn't at the end. He wasn't like, I'm doing this for my mom. It was kind of like
picturing a Bambi training montage.
There was this one little like 3 to 5 minute segment in the movie, but it's the movie. It's Bambi's mom.
Yep.
All right. Now we're gonna get into about like 6 movies that I actually haven't seen, or I've seen parts of, and like there's like flashes of parts of it in my memory, but these like I've at least not seen them in so long that I don't remember much about them.
I'm the same way.
First one of those is the one that's hard to pronounce. Saludos, amigos?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Question mark? And then the second one is Three Caballeros. Three Caballeros.
Three Caballeros?
Caballeros.
I was just really pleased to see in the Disneyland Soundsational Parade, which is their newest parade, they actually have a Three Caballeros float, which made me really happy.
Because
as a kid, when I was little, I loved the Three Caballeros, but I haven't seen them in a really long time, so.
Well, those are things, like, I definitely recognize those characters.
Yeah.
And remember seeing those characters doing stuff on the TV, so.
They were on the television, and it happened.
I've seen parts of those movies, or I've seen maybe, like, the segments in classic Disney documentary or whatever. Yeah. But I don't remember them well enough to be able to say what they were about, so.
Yeah, the next three, Make Mine Music, Fun and Fancy Free, and Melody Time, I know songs from, but I don't think I've ever seen the movies all the way through.
Well, those were, like, there were segments in those movies. Like, the next one, Make Mine Music, had Peter and the Wolf in it.
Right.
Which, I mean, that's the big thing from there. That's at least the one that I really remember, the one that
I had Peter and the Wolf as a book on tape with the little, the little, you know, ding, turn
it's
the page.
It's time to turn the page. Yeah. I remember that dude. He narrated a lot of my childhood. Fun and Fancy Free is, again, it's one I haven't seen in a long time, and I'm not sure if I've seen all of it, but I've totally seen Mickey and the Beanstalk.
Yes. Yes, I've seen that segment.
Is on that one too. So I really remember that segment. But again, until I actually started looking through this list, you know, several years ago, I thought that was one of the shorts, one of the Mickey Mouse shorts at random. So, and then Melody Time had the one I remember is Johnny Appleseed.
Oh I had forgotten about that. I do remember that.
So, my grandmother had the book adaptation of Johnny Appleseed.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I actually remember Johnny Appleseed in still pictures better than I remember
the animation.
Him walking around and being helpful. So,
I have never seen The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad.
I know I've seen Adventures of Ichabod because we watched that in school during Halloween a lot.
Ichabod's so cool.
So I remember that. And I remember the Headless Horseman looked awesome. Like, he was an intense looking fella.
I went to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party a couple years ago, and they have Ichabod riding out in front of the parade. And it was the coolest thing I have ever seen at a Disney parade. Just that one dude on a horse, headless with a flaming pumpkin, was the coolest thing. It was really neat.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
As for Mr. Toad, I went on that ride in Disney World.
Yeah, I remember.
And it confused me.
Me too, because I hadn't seen the movie, and I was like, I enjoy this ride, I guess. What was this from again?
So, all right, number 12. We're getting back into, like, the real classic Disney stuff with Cinderella.
Cinderella.
1950. Yep. So, I mean, you have to like Cinderella. Like, as a boy who watched Cinderella when he was six, and I still like Cinderella.
That's pretty impressive. Like,
yeah, it's just, it's as much the classic Disney movie as Snow White is.
Yeah. My favorite part of Cinderella is definitely the transformation sequence. That when, you know, the pumpkin changes into the carriage and Cinderella gets her big sparkly dress and her little shoes. My favorite part of that scene,
Bippity boppity boo.
Yeah. Well, no, not even the song. Just the actual, like, just the actual little sequence when she gets her dress is really, really, like, gorgeous animation. And my favorite part of that scene, though, is when Cinderella, like, twirls around in her dress, and then immediately she goes over to the footman, who used to be a mouse, and she's like, dude, look at my shoes! They're so pretty! And I love that little moment, where she's just being, like, you know, a normal girl, getting new shoes and showing them off. That's my favorite.
Yeah. When I was a kid, the only song I remembered from that for a while was Sing Sweet Nightingale.
Oh, God. Of all the songs to remember from that movie.
Like, that's the one that I knew the words to, because there's, you know, not that many words to it.
Like 10.
And they're all real words, which, yes, you know, isn't the case for Booty Boppity Boo. So, but that's the one I would sing around the house from that movie.
I love the evil stepsisters are some of my favorite face characters to see at the park, because they're just so fun. Like,
yeah,
they make really goofy faces and pictures and, and love to taunt guests, and I love them.
I do like them. Alice in Wonderland, which we learned last week was somebody's favorite movie.
My favorite. Yay!
So, of the 50, apparently this is her number one, her big one.
Number one. I don't know. I just really love Alice in Wonderland. I talked about Alice in Wonderland last week, so.
We talked about Alice in Wonderland last week. Go and listen to that. It was a pretty good podcast, so.
We talked about things.
Let's do it. Let's plug the past. And number 14 is Peter Pan, which is one of my three favorites because I refuse to commit to any one.
I love Peter Pan. I love the Peter Pan ride as well. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Nah, Peter Pan is just like, he was the coolest dude when I was a kid. And so, I loved everything about that movie. Lady and the Tramp.
That's another one I used to love as a kid, but I haven't watched in a really long time. I do remember the little sequence where Lady comes home as a puppy, and they tell her that she can sleep on the bed for, like, one night, and then it, like, pans over, and she's, like, you know, at least 3 years older and still sleeping on the bed.
Yeah.
I remember that really well. And, you know, them eating spaghetti, Bella Notte, is really cute.
Yeah, it's like the spaghetti scene is, that's the scene from Lady and Tramp.
Yes.
That's one, yeah, it's been years since I've seen that movie. So, yeah. I'm gonna look forward to watching that again when we go through these more thoroughly, because that's I liked it, but I barely remember it. Sleeping Beauty is next.
Yay!
From 1959.
Beauty. Yep.
So, again, this is when a lot of my Disney, like, watching came from my grandmother's house as much as it did from my house, because she had a growing collection because she had grandkids. And there were four of us all about the same age, so there was this, you know, growing collection as they came out on VHS. And so she got Sleeping Beauty, and it was right at the time I was like, princesses?
No, Tanner. No, Tanner, you don't understand.
Totally had a dragon in it, so that was okay, we could watch it that did. One.
I really love the backgrounds of Sleeping Beauty. Just the whole look of the film is really different and really pretty. It all kind of looks like illuminations and old manuscripts, which I think is really cool because it suits the setting really well. And I love the fairies. Oh my goodness. I love them together fighting about things and making cakes really poorly.
I did like the cake. I did like the cake making.
I saw somebody had recreated that cake. Like, a bakery had made that big, leaning, ridiculous cake with the little broom propping it up and everything. It was so cool.
That's... I'd eat that. At least try it. Although it's probably got eggshells in it. 101 Dalmatians.
Another one which, that I haven't seen in a long time.
I love that movie.
I do too.
I think, just going through them right now, not actually doing the research, but I think that might be the first Disney movie that was set in modern times. Or in the modern times of 1961.
I think it was one of their first not based on like a fairy tale or something fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, these are all, a lot of them are fairy tales, and then even when it's like Bambi, it's, you know, in the woods, so.
Animals.
I guess except for that gunshot, it could totally be set in the 12th century.
I love 101 Dalmatians, and I really love the live-action version, too, and I actually really like the sequels. This is one of those movies that, like, anything Disney did with it, I was kind of okay with, which is pretty surprising.
Do you remember the TV show?
I do, and I love the TV show.
That was the weirdest animation.
It was very strange.
But, I mean, at the time, 101 Dalmatians had crazy animation.
Yep.
So, but I remember that chicken.
I might have been a rooster. I really loved, there's a little sequence where he's walking Pongo, I think, and he sees all these people who look like their dogs. And that's my favorite little sequence. It's got like
a little girl and a little puppy. Like he's trying to pick out a wife for him.
Yes.
And
yes.
So he's doing his dog. No.
And like they all match their dogs. I think it's really cute.
Yeah. I like the midnight bark, the twilight bark scene.
Oh, I like that one too. That's a good scene.
So that scene was my favorite as a kid. Sword in the Stone.
Oh my god, no. Oh
man, do I love Sword in the Stone? Something fierce.
I do too. It was we didn't own a lot of Disney movies when I was little. We rented them a lot, but we didn't own too many. And Sword in the Stone was one of the like five we owned. So I saw that movie a lot as a child, and I really love it.
Oh man.
My favorite was when there were squirrels. That's my favorite scene that entire movie. The like lady squirrel that wants to like get with Arthur. That's my favorite. Super flirty lady squirrel.
I remember that movie was like really segmented, like
very episodic.
Let's go be this animal for a while and have some crazy fun. Now let's go be this animal just cause. That's a fun animal to be for a little bit.
Yep. And I love Merlin.
I love Merlin.
Oh, I love Merlin.
I would hang out with that version of Merlin.
Me too.
More than any other Merlin version.
What's up?
19 is the Jungle Book.
Bare Necessities was my favorite.
That's my mom's favorite. Actually, either that one or Walk Like You.
I do like that, but I love Baloo. Baloo was my favorite. He was so big and cuddly and super laid back in comparison to everybody else.
Yeah. I do like that one. But I really like the vultures.
Oh, I love the vultures. Oh, I love that song too.
Yeah, they were my favorite as a kid. So, but next is the Aristocats.
I love the Aristocats.
I do too.
Yay!
Except for the fact that the bad guy started out smiling in the movie, and I remember being like, "Oh, he's a bad guy," but he was so happy at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, well. Very sneaky bad guy.
Seems like I didn't understand why, because I didn't understand how, you know, wills worked. Like, Last Will and Testaments worked when I first watched the movie.
Yeah,
so I was like, why is he mad at these cats? I don't understand.
Aww. My favorite thing from the Aristocats is probably, there's a scene where the kittens are fighting in the beginning, and Marie says, ladies don't start fights, but they can finish them. That's one of my favorite Disney quotes. It makes me smile every time. And I really love Thomas O'Malley, his song. It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, he was He was a cool character. I remember that.
He was suave.
And I remember Mom having to explain to me how people used to call each other cats back in the 60s. So I could know what that song was about.
Yes. It's true.
That was right around the time people were calling each other dogs now.
That's true.
And so I was like, what? Number 21 is Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Oh my goodness. I adore Robin. That's one of my other favorite ones of my three. So,
Robin Hood was
one of the most watched ones that I watched as a kid. Because that was one, everybody had a copy of that. Like, both of my best friends had a copy, and I had a copy, and my grandmother had a copy. So, it was a frequently viewed movie.
Robin Hood, all the time.
Oh, man.
I really love Lady Cluck, which is, like, really random. But I love her. Maid Marian's, like, lady-in-waiting, the chicken in the dress. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I know. She's a chicken in a dress, which is awesome.
She had that football scene.
Yes, the football scene is excellent, and I love her when they play badminton and the little rabbit is pretending to be Robin Hood and, like, mm-hmm. shoots an arrow onto their court. I love that whole scene. I just love Lady Cluck. She's awesome.
And that's got the little turtle kid in it, and whatever that turtle kid's name was.
Yeah, the little turtle. I don't think he had a name. They just had, like, three or four little kids in the scenes for adorableness. They're so cute.
Yeah.
I love them.
The next movie is The Rescuers, which is one I have not seen in years.
Yeah, I haven't seen The Rescuers since I was very little. I remember that there was a diamond in the teddy bear, and there were some crocodiles, and that's all I got.
Yeah, yeah. No, we had a copy of Rescuers Down Under, but not The Rescuers, so...
That's weird.
Like, I've seen it, and I remember it, but it's not, you know, it's not one that sits out in my mind a whole lot, so I'm going to watch that one again.
Yeah.
The next one is The Fox and the Hound, saddest.
Did we skip Winnie the Pooh?
You're right, we skipped Winnie the Pooh. Between Robin Hood and The Rescuers.
Mm-hmm. Was Winnie the Pooh.
Backing up, number 22 was Merry Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Or The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
So, I do love that movie.
Who's your favorite Pooh character?
It was Tigger as a kid. Now it's probably Eeyore because of, you know... I feel bad for Eeyore.
Tigger was always my favorite. Tigger or Piglet, because as a short person, I appreciate Piglet. A short, very easily scared person.
I remember the narrator was a character in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, this is another one that I remember snippets of
as a kid. Little Black Rain Cloud really well.
I mostly remember that We had rented the movie, so we had it for, you know, the 3 days that we were allowed to have it from Kroger. Because Kroger used to rent movies to us.
Yeah, they did.
Remember that? Yeah.
Yeah, weird.
But we had it for that, and because the narrator, you know, was a character, and they talked to the narrator at the end of the movie, and the narrator's like, and this is the end. And Winnie the Pooh was like, what? Well, let's go back and watch it again. And I was like, okay, Pooh.
And I watched the movie again. Advice.
So, that's like my earliest memory of watching the same movie, you know, twice.
In a row.
Yeah, in a row. So.
Okay, back to the regular list.
Now, number 24, Fox and the Hound.
Okay, I kind of watched Fox and the Hound a couple of years ago because my roommate was watching it, and I, like, half paid attention. And I still cannot remember much from that movie. I remember it was kind of sad, and I remember I loved the owl.
Do you remember it's sad?
It's sad.
It is a sad movie.
And I remember that apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, I remember hearing that the like, angry dog in the movie, like, the older dog, was supposed to die. And I remember being like,
oh, Chief?
I don't know. Yeah, I remember, like, I remember near the end, he falls on the train tracks or something.
Yeah, he gets hurt.
And I remember in the original story that he was, like, supposed to die. And he wasn't supposed to just be hurt. And I was like, oh, man, that would have been traumatic as a child.
That would have been, well, Disney's done enough trauma to my child.
It's true. It's true.
Fox and the Hound was, it was one that I had on VHS, but like it seemed nobody else did. So that was kind of like my own little bonus Disney movie that nobody else ever watched. Because I'd be like, you know, Fox and the Hound? No. You know, Little Mermaid? Yeah, but everybody knows Little Mermaid.
It's true.
So, yeah, I had a copy of Fox and the Hound, but that was like my own little, my private Disney movie for that one. Number 25 is The Black Cauldron, which...
I, as a child, I really loved these books. I loved the Tarun series, I guess. But I don't remember the movie that well. I know that as kid, I liked Gurgi, which was like... Yeah. Poor taste as a child.
This is one, like, just the same way that I had, what's it called? Fox and the Hound. As my friend had this one, and he was the only person I'd ever seen to have this movie. And so we watched it a couple times, and then I read Book of Three. That's the only one I read of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, as I started reading it, it started being like, wait a minute. This is totally Black Cauldron. This
sounds super familiar.
But it wasn't Black Cauldron?
No.
It was a different one in the series. So I'm like, this is the most poorly adapted movie of all time.
I don't remember very much of it.
It wasn't until later that I was like, oh, that's... Because I'm like, there's no Black Cauldron in this Black Cauldron book.
Nope.
So, number 26. We are only halfway through these things. There's a lot of movies, Disney.
Yep.
Wait, I lost my list. There it is. Number 26 is The Great Mouse Detective.
I love this movie. I love this movie a lot. It is one of my favorites. It's another one that I had on VHS as a kid. And I love the Rattigan song. Like, this is one of those Disney movies that I look back and I'm like, this was, like, really serious stuff for a Disney movie to be talking about.
Yeah.
Like, there's lots of drinking, there's lots of smoking, and there's, like, pseudo-strippers. I just remember that scene in the bar with, like, the little mouse dancer lady, and I look back now and I'm like, oh, I watched that as, like, a six-year-old. That's awkward.
Yep, she was totally in there.
Yep.
I loved Rattigan. He was my favorite.
So good.
And that's one of the... like, earliest times I remember really liking the bad guy. He was just entertaining.
He was very entertaining. Very crazy. Which is a good quality in a villain.
Yeah. So, alright. Number 27 is Oliver and Company.
I haven't seen Oliver and Company in a long time, but damn do I know that music really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I love Billy Joel, and I love the music that he did for it, and it's all so good.
I didn't realize that was Billy Joel until this past summer.
Oh, really?
Well, because I watched it again this past summer.
Oh, okay.
After years of having not watched it.
You're like,
and then I'm listening to Dodger, and I'm like, what is that? let me go to IMDb. Look at that. That is Billy Joel.
It is indeed. I really love the music in that movie.
So,
I
do.
That's about all and I remember.
that was the first time... It looks like in a long time that Disney had gone back to doing a lot of music in their movies. Because, like, Rescuers, Fox and the Hound, Black Cauldron, you know, Great Mouse Detective had some songs, but, like, Oliver and Company is really kind of a musical again.
Yeah.
And now we're about to hit, because the next one's Little Mermaid, so we're about to hit a slew of musicals.
It's true.
So, next one, Little Mermaid.
Yay, I love Little Mermaid. My favorite scene in Little Mermaid is probably Le Poisson. It is my favorite.
Of course it is, because Le Poisson is so silly.
It's so funny, and it still makes me laugh. I also really love Eric's dog. Does Eric's dog have a name?
Eric's dog?
I don't remember, because I just remember as a kid being like, that is the largest, fluffiest dog in the world, and I want one of my own. And, you know, I like Ariel. She's feisty, and I love her hair. Oh, my goodness. Disney hair envy number one.
She has real good hair for living under the sea all the time.
Well, you know how Well, I don't know. You probably didn't do this, actually. I was going to be like, you know how when you were little and you had a lot of hair, and I was like, no, you were a boy. When I was little and I had watched Little Mermaid, we would always go swimming. And your hair really does do crazy things when it in, like, the pool. I would go in the pool as a child, and I would be a mermaid because I had really long hair. And I was, like, a six-year-old girl, and that's what you did. You were a mermaid. And your hair does do, like, really crazy things underwater, so... They did some intense hair gravity research in pools and things.
They threw people underwater in giant tanks so they could watch their hair.
Stay underwater for at least the next 10 minutes. We need to observe your hair.
Little Mermaid was one that I hadn't seen it in its entirety until I got to college.
No, you hadn't. So, and I was severely offended by that. Like, what?
Like, I had seen so much of it that I could fake having seen it, before I got to college. But it had been a long time, and I hadn't seen all of it, and I'd seen it in snippets and stuff. So the songs were all out of order in my head.
Oh, no.
So when we finally sat down and watched it for the first time, I was like, she's already singing Part of Your World?
Yeah, she sings that pretty early on, Joel.
She's just... I thought that was like the, arc change of the film.
Nope.
Like, right before she moved over, but it was not. So, number 29 is The Rescuers Down Under, which is the Rescuers movie that I really remember seeing.
I have not seen this one in a really long time. If I ever saw it at all, I don't remember it. I remember the bird flying.
Yeah.
And,
the bird Australia. That George C. Scott wanted to go get.
Bird, Australia, end of movie knowledge for me.
The thing is, George C. Scott plays the bad guy in that movie.
Yeah.
And, I totally didn't know who he was when I saw the movie. But now just knowing that, I can totally picture that being George C. Scott. Like, it sounds like his voice and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just even in my memory. And it had that other, that Australian meerkat or...
Whatever little... it was. It was some sort of...
rat thing, kangaroo weasley, rat or something.
Weasley thing. I don't know.
He was so cool. We gotta watch that movie again, because I remember really liking it.
Well, we're gonna have to watch all of the movies again, Joel, so...
Well, I'm looking forward to that one. In 29 weeks, we're gonna have a great content.
29 weeks from now. Okay.
Alright, number 30 is Beauty and the Beast.
Yay! Which... I like Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, so I really like Human Again. Just, I think it's a fun song.
Oh, we're going lovely. Straight into Human Again. But wait.
Here's my thing. I really like that, but I still wish it wasn't in the movie because, the original cut of the movie is one of the most perfect frame-for-frame movies that exists.
Agreed. Yeah, no, so, I don't like it being there. I don't mind the song that much either, but I don't like it being there.
I know a lot of people don't like the song. I like the song fine, but even as someone who likes the song... it shouldn't be in that movie because everything, the pacing and everything is perfect in that movie.
I really love Gaston. I find him hilarious, consistently funny, and one of these most interesting Disney villains because he's not really that threatening. He's a little pushy. He's a bit stalkerish, but he's not, physically threatening until the very end of the movie, which is really interesting. And, he's so goofy and ridiculous. He's, a really angry frat boy, basically. So, I'm not that
I really like him, and I love LeFou.
I love LeFou, too.
LeFou was almost one of my favorite villain from last week.
Yeah.
Oh, man, do I love LeFou.
My favorite scene in Beauty and the Beast, though... is when he gives her the library. I just want that library in my life.
Because it's a giant library. That library looked so dangerous.
I know, right? There's so many, balconies and ladders. There's some poor book
way up in the corner. That's probably a person, by the way, who is stuck on a shelf because they can't get down because they'll die. Because it's a gigantic drop to the floor.
We will talk later when we watch Beauty and the Beast about our awkward misconceptions about what got to be a person and what wasn't in that movie, because we've had that conversation before about what was living and what was not.
What counted as people.
Yeah, basically.
The next movie is Aladdin.
Yay, Aladdin.
Which, man, I love Aladdin.
Who doesn't love Aladdin? People with poor taste.
Crazy people. Yeah, Aladdin, I'm like, I just loved everything about that. The genie was so cool. And Jafar. Jafar was awesome.
Jafar is, as was a bad very guy. Cool villain.
And the Sultan.
I love the Sultan. I have an uncontrollable love of weird, small, fat, graying Disney dads. There's so many of them. There's like six, and I love them all. But the Sultan is probably my favorite. He's so cute, and he just wants what's best for his daughter, and he tries so hard, but he's just so not useful. He's like, he's so cute.
No, when he made that, he makes that tower of the animals.
And the beast and is in there. There's a little ceramic beast.
Yeah. I love those little things that Disney puts in all their extra movies.
I love that.
But, like, I'm like, that's what I would totally do if I was the Sultan.
I can stack things.
And TV you? Hadn't been invented yet. I would just stack my little action figures.
Yep.
All right, next is The Lion King.
Lion King!
Which is the third of my three favorites because, oh man, The Lion King.
I actually went to see The Lion King yesterday. Because it was really released in theaters for those of you who are watching this in the far future, I guess. And I went to see it in 3D, and it was really good. I love The Lion King.
I am super jealous of that, because, man, I love Lion King.
I love Scar. I love Scar so much that I cannot explain to you.
Oh, my yes.
goodness. He's Lion so awesome.
And he had such a cool song. When I was a kid, I thought Scar had magical powers, because that song.
Because of the, like, volcanic area.
Yeah,
because
I'm like... So, you know, I thought, like, that's pretty honorable of you, Scar, not to use your magic powers in the final battle, because you totally destroy Simba with your magic powers. And finally, Dad had to sit down and was like, did you not watch the other song that Simba sang? Because clearly Simba has magic powers,
true.
Too.
It's true.
I'm like, Simba doesn't have magic powers. Oh, I understand creative licensing now.
I also really love, I think my favorite moment in that movie was where they go back to the Pride Lands after Simba's all grown up. And he's like, you guys need to be a distraction. And Timon's like, what do you want me to do? Dress a drag and do the hula? And he sings that little song. And he's got Pumbaa all dressed up like a roasted pig. And it's so funny. It's still so funny.
It is.
There were like five people in the theater, and most of them were younger than me. And I was still laughing out loud.
I hope with this like re-release, there's people who... have never seen Lion King, they get to go and see it.
There is a kid a couple rows experience. In front of me who is maybe like five or so who probably hadn't seen it before, and I was like, hell yeah, kid, you are getting the authentic Disney experience right here.
That's how Lion King is, man. That'll affect the entire course of your life.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Number 33. We're up to 33, alright. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas was probably my favorite movie as a child. Like, okay, yeah. It came out... Well, first of all, it came out when I was about seven, which was, like, prime time for me being a child and watching movies repetitively. And on top of that, when it came out, I had at least six birthday parties that went to go see Pocahontas. I saw Pocahontas in theaters probably at least a dozen times because everybody had their birthday party. I don't remember what time of year it came out. It probably came out in the summer sometime. And
every little girl
had a Pocahontas birthday party. So Pocahontas I've probably seen the most times out of any Disney movie. And I did love it a lot as a kid. I still love it a lot. Despite its historical inaccuracies, it's a really pretty movie, and I love Pocahontas as a character, and I love all of the animals. Man, I love the animals in that movie.
Pocahontas, I didn't go see Pocahontas in theaters, but we got it on VHS, but I'd gotten the little, Rita's You Read book with the chiming sound.
the book on tape sort of
book
thing.
On tape, that's what it's called.
Read as you read.
I used to call it Read as you read, because the guy would read as you read. Which totally made sense to me.
Oh, that's funny.
And I had that, and so it revealed that Thomas shot the Indian.
Oh, Thomas. What's his name? Poor Thomas.
And that part of the movie was coming, I couldn't watch it. I remember not being able to watch it, and I was sitting on my parents' bed, and I buried my face into the pillow.
Pocahontas,
I couldn't watch that part because it was the sad part.
Actually, the Pocahontas and the next movie, Hunchback, dealt with some like really serious stuff about like cultural identity and. As a kid, yeah. I totally didn't get any of that, but now watching it, I'm like, oh, that's serious. I just liked, yeah, you yeah. know, the raccoon.
No, moving on to Hunchback. Over the past summer, I was working at a summer camp with kids, and we watched Hunchback, and I hadn't seen Hunchback in a long time. And so I was like, here's this Disney movie for kids to watch, and yay! I haven't seen it in a long time, and I'd like to watch it. Right? And I was like, oh, I can't show these kids this. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, no. Hunchback is really good, but it's it's very,
it's a rough movie, like
it is. And so,
but like none of the kids are like, you know, the kids, I think everything went over their heads because everything went over my head when I watched it.
Yeah, they probably didn't even think about it. Like Frollo is such a creeper. Oh my god.
Oh man. Oh no, that whole scene, I was like, I mean, let me fast forward to this.
Like, really uncomfortable. And I love Esmeralda. And I loved Esmeralda's kid.
Yeah.
And she's one of the characters that I really wish would be out more as a face character in the parks. Because I love her. And she was so like feisty and angry and awesome. And I love God Help the Outcasts. It's really, really sad, and it makes me cry every time, but I really love that song.
Yeah, that's the slow song that, as a kid, I did not care for.
I also really love...
Because every Disney movie has that slow song where I'm sitting in theater going... Nah,
it's true. I also really love... what's his name? The, like, jester dude?
Kloppen?
Yeah, I love him, Kloppen.
No, I do like him.
Kloppen.
Kloppen?
Kloppen. Yep, his name's totally Kloppen. And I love his singing, and I love him telling the story. I really like that they did, like, a full-on narrator for that movie that was an actual character-ish thing.
Yeah. He's my favorite in those. Oh, next is Hercules.
Hercules!
Which?
I have an odd love of Hercules. I do love that movie a lot. And it's one of those movies that people are like, this is dumb. And I'm like, no, it's not! It's so awesome!
No, it's not. Hercules is great.
So many historical inaccuracies, but so delightful.
Yeah, but like, I don't think they were going for it when he had like the Air Hercules shoes.
I love that.
Like, I think they were going for more of a vibe like that.
I really loved Greek and Roman myth as a kid, so it was nice to have this movie that was like, child-appropriate Greek and Roman myth.
Yeah.
And I love Meg. I love Meg a lot. And I loved Pegasus. And I loved Phil. I loved everybody in that movie. There wasn't a character I disliked. And I loved Hades. We talked about Hades last podcast.
Hades and Pain and Panic.
Yep. And everything.
And Zeus.
And Zeus.
And Zeus as voiced by Rip Torn.
I especially love that Hera is all cuddly in that movie. She's like, oh, I missed you, Hercules. You're like my favorite son of Jack. And I'm like, this isn't accurate.
Yeah,
at all.
No, that confused me later, and for like later taking Greek mythology in high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, No, what it confused me with was the Sam Raimi Hercules TV show that Xena spun off of.
Yeah.
So there was the Hercules show first, and I watched that. And Hera was so mean in that show.
Yep.
And I was like, why would you make Hera the bad guy when so clearly Hades is the bad guy? Oops. And so only later I was like, I guess they got it right.
Yep.
I guess Disney was the one taking liberties. Oh my goodness. The next one is Mulan.
Yay! I love Mulan.
And Mulan has Dark Side of the Moon in it.
In case you missed our last podcast, Joel's the child thought that Be a Man was called Dark Side of the Moon, which was problematic for his childhood.
Which is an understandable thing to call the song, for the number of times they say Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, I guess like...
And then you hear other people in the world talking about the song Dark Side of the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, I've made this logical connection. Good for me.
I love, love, love Mulan. I love... Tian Po, The big guy. I love him. And I love when they dress in drag at the end. And I love cross-dressing movies. That's weird. But I'm such a big fan of, like, silly Shakespearean cross-dressing to go do things. Like, Mulan is really high up on my list for that reason.
I do really like Mulan. Like,
and she's so badass. She's like, yeah, I'm gonna go fight some Huns, and I'm gonna carry all of these poles, and I'm gonna
get down to business.
I'm gonna punch a fish.
Yeah. No, the thing is, like, that song knocks it up like 5 points on the good a movie it is. That's the thing, is that when we do this one, it's gonna be an hour of me talking about that song, line by line.
I also really love A Girl Worth Fighting For, though. Because yeah. That's a really funny song. Then Mulan's just like, I like girls who, like, are strong-willed and speak their mind. And they're like, we want her to cook and be pretty. And it's just so funny.
I just love that, yeah, that giant, nah. So I'm like, nope. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is Tarzan.
I love Tarzan. Yay.
I do like Tarzan. Tarzan's one I remember seeing in the theaters. And I remember really kind of being scared of the bad guy, Clayton.
Clayton was like, really realistically scary, I think, was the biggest problem, was that, like, you know, people are actually like this. People are that crazy. And I think that's why he was such a good villain, because so many Disney villains are, you know, like, so out there, crazy, or magic, or something, and Clayton was so realistic that it was like, oh, that's unsettling.
That's the thing, is, like, that movie came out in, you know, 99, so I wasn't, you know, scared of movies, really, at that point.
Yeah.
But I remember being, like, uncomfortable about Clayton.
Yeah.
More than scared, just being like, oh, man.
My... All right. Favorite part in Tarzan. Well,
It's trash in the camp. It's trash in the camp. No, it's Don't not. Act like it's something else.
It totally isn't. I do like Trash in the Camp, and I do like that song. I guess I have two favorite parts of Tarzan. I really love You'll Be in My Heart. It's like the sweetest song. Oh my goodness. And I also really love the scene just after Jane has gone through this, like, terrible ordeal with all of the monkeys, and she got saved by Tarzan, and she's explaining it to her dad. And that is my favorite thing, because she's just, like, she's ranting, and it's really high-pitched, and she's really, really British. And she just ends it with, "And Daddy, they took my boot!" And that is my favorite line in Tarzan, because it's just so ridiculous. She's, like, ranting about monkeys and drawings and wild men in loincloths, and it's just so funny.
I have a Tarzan story for you that I'm gonna save for the actual Tarzan podcast, because it's real, real long. But
okay,
it's my Tarzan experience. All right, next movie is Fantasia 2000.
I last watched this movie when I was in seventh grade, and I remember it really well because we watched it in band class on, like, an off day or something. Like, we didn't have anything to do that day, so we watched Fantasia because it was, like, music-based, or at least that was, like, the really loose excuse for watching a Disney movie. And I just remember the kid behind me, it was in the flying whales sequence, and I just remember the kid behind me being like, "These whales are brought to you by Hardee's." And I remember that made me laugh so hard. That's all I remember, really. I really liked the tree lady, Spring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty.
My favorite was of the segments was Rhapsody in Blue.
Oh, with, like, it was the one in the city, right?
Yeah.
With a little kid. And the construction workers.
And it's, like,
and
really
stuff.
Stylized animation.
Yeah, I really like that one, too. I really like the character designs for that one.
Yeah, no, that's my favorite. I think it's interesting to point out, though, that, because I'm looking this up because I'm cheating right now.
Cheating.
But, the original Fantasia was 125 minutes long, and Fantasia 2000 was 75 minutes long.
Interesting.
So, I don't know what happened there. Like, I feel like there's a lot of Fantasia on some cutting room floor somewhere. So,
sad.
I really need to pick up that DVD and see if they have some additional songs. Because there's a lot of classical music they can do.
It's true. I'd like, love for them to do a third Fantasia. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, no, I'd watch it.
Also, so. We were talking earlier, before we started recording, about how funny it is that Fantasia 2000 was in fact released in 1999.
December 17th, 1999.
Like, okay, way to release it not on the right year, Disney.
Like, I think that was, you know, the premiere date, and so the official release date was some point in 2000. But if you go to, like, IMDb now and look up what year it came out, it's 1999. And I'm like, ugh. It just, it really grates me. All right, number 39 is Dinosaur.
I haven't seen Dinosaur.
Dinosaur, like, it came out right at the age where, like, Disney movies were not cool for me anymore. And it was that segment where, you know, I was getting to be a teenage boy, and so, like, Disney, no, I'm too cool for Disney now.
Dinosaur confused me as a child, because I guess I wasn't that little at that point, but when I saw the trailers for it, I was like, why is Disney making 3D movies? That's not okay. And then I didn't go see it.
Well, the thing is, I remember the poster in a movie theater where we were going to see something else, and it said dinosaur and had a giant dinosaur foot, like, and I was like, that's gonna be like a Jurassic Park style cool looking movie.
No.
And I remember getting close and being like, that's got the Disney logo on it. I don't watch Disney movies anymore. And so, yeah. that's why I haven't seen Dinosaur.
That'll be a new experience for the both of us.
Yep. Next is Emperor's New Groove.
I love this movie.
Which everybody in the world likes more than me.
Really?
Like, I like it fine, but
New Groove is probably up there as funniest Disney movie to me. It still makes me laugh. I watched it a couple weeks ago. It was actually on TV. And it's so funny.
I mean, I like it fine, but everybody in the world loves it. And I like it. So I have nothing bad to say about it.
I love Krunk. I love Krunk a lot. I love Yzma too, but I love Krunk a lot. And I love him especially speaking to squirrels. That's my favorite part of that movie. Just squeak, squeaker, squeak, squeaking. And he's like so serious and so giant, and he's talking to a squirrel. Yeah. I also really love llamas, just in general. I think they're really cute. So
that's a good thing to turn into if you're...
You know, llamas.
Next movie is Atlantis, The Lost Empire, which...
Yay.
That's one of... That goes, like, into my little underrated
block,
because a lot of people don't really care for Atlantis. I'm like, man, what you talking about?
I love Atlantis, and I love everyone in it. There is not a character in that movie that I dislike.
Yeah.
They're all so good.
Oh, man. My favorite's Vinny, though.
Yeah.
I do like it. That's one, like, I feel like its lack of music kept it from being, you know, a Disney movie.
Yeah.
And it's a PG rate. I remember it being rated PG, and I was like, oh, my.
PG.
Oh. We're getting risque, Atlantis.
And I love Milo. He's so awkward and adorable. My favorite part is actually the beginning, when he's, like, explaining Atlantis and his theories about it and how he's going to go find it to, like, a group of inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, explaining it to a pile of books and a stuffed animal. I love that. So good.
I do like that. Yeah. And the next is Lilo and Stitch, which I haven't seen.
Seen this movie. I love this movie. And you're going to have to watch it now.
I feel like I'd like it. Like, I'm not actively avoiding it.
It's so good.
I remember the ad campaign. I really like the ad campaign where
Stitch Lilo kept destroyed stuff.
Yeah, Stitch kept popping up in other Disney movies, and they're all like, get your own movie.
I did love that. I thought that was really clever. I love the animation in this movie, and I really love the setting. Like, everything is super saturated and really pretty and very Hawaiian, which I think is cool. And I love Stitch. Stitch is really funny. And I love Lilo. Oh my goodness, I love Lilo. Oh, she's so cute, and she's so odd, and she's just so easy to relate to, that, like, weird kid in class. And I love Nani as well, her older sister.
Yeah,
I'm
sure I'll love all those people, you know, in 43 weeks.
You will love it. It will be awesome.
I believe you. I mean, I'm willing to watch it. Just it's, it came out in that time where I didn't watch Disney movies, so I missed that one. Because yeah, the next one's Treasure Planet, and I just watched that for the first time this summer.
I love Treasure Planet. Did you love Treasure Planet?
I did like Treasure Planet, now I love Treasure Island as a kid.
Yeah,
like I saw like the movie, and that was like I had the Great Illustrated Classic book of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like struggled my way through the real version of it.
Mm-hmm.
So. I liked that, and I liked doing a lot of like, oh, and that's that guy, and oh, and he does this, and I get your connections here.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite thing about Treasure Planet is just the way they really managed to blend the 3D animation with the 2D animation really well, because sometimes they attempt that, and it doesn't work so well, but it worked really well in Treasure Planet with the ships and stuff. It looked really nice, and I have a favorite moment in Treasure Planet, and it's the stupidest thing, but it's this little like 2 seconds of animation at the end of the movie when he comes home and he hugs his mom, and his mom is so excited that he's like a reasonable human being that she can talk to now.
That he's not a delinquent.
And she's got the biggest smile on her face, and it's just so cute. That's my favorite moment in Treasure Planet.
Very good. Next is Brother Bear, which I didn't see again.
You didn't see Brother Bear? I didn't see Brother Bear until fairly recently, a couple years ago. And I was sad that I missed it, because it was really good. I really like it. It's another one of those underappreciated things. A lot of people I know haven't seen it. But it was a cute movie, and it's got a nice, like, you know, brothery, happy, travel-y feel to it. I'm just aimlessly making things adverbs.
I remember the mooses. The meese.
I love
whatever.
The moose. They are
they,
so funny.
They were pretty heavy. Yeah, so all these movies that I haven't seen, I'm gonna really delve into the advertising campaigns of them.
Yeah.
Because I remember them talking about, you know, if you see one movie this year, well, it's gonna be the movie you're already sitting in. So if you see two movies this year, make the other one Brother Bear.
The moose are really funny. And I like the animation of that. It's very pretty, and the backgrounds are really gorgeous, and there's some my favorite sequence is there's a transformation sequence in the beginning that you haven't seen yet, but you will enjoy, because it's really gorgeous, and the song is really beautiful. They did a lot of work with like native cultures and stuff for that movie, and they had a chorus comprised of lots of different people from different tribes and stuff, and it's really, really pretty. And there's, like, auroras and stuff, and animals, and it's cool. I really like that scene.
Well, good. I'll look forward to that. Next is number 45, Home on the Range.
I will admit, I have not seen this movie, and it is the movie I am looking forward to the least.
This movie, like, yeah, it's kind of like the punching bag of the bad Disney movie.
I'm honestly,
I haven't seen it, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't really... I don't want to pass judgment before I see it, but, like, I'm not super excited about it. I got
it's
it.
Really, it's the one that, like, I remember looking at and being like,
no.
And it killed off 2D animation for a while, so...
Not a good sign.
I kind of hold a grudge against it. but moving on, number 46 is Chicken Little.
I like Chicken Little.
Yeah?
It wasn't like, you know, a fantastic Disney classic part of my heart forever thing, but it was fun. It was cute.
So it was a DreamWorks movie.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
It did remind me quite a bit of a DreamWorks movie. If somebody had been like, that's not Disney, that's DreamWorks, I probably wouldn't have argued with them. But it was cute. And my boyfriend Sam actually reminded me of my favorite scene in this movie yesterday when I was like going through trying to think of things that I liked about it. And there's a scene where Ugly Duckling and the pig guy sing Spice Girls karaoke, and that is my favorite because it's really funny.
Did Sam sing Spice Girls karaoke?
No, he did not sing Spice Girls karaoke. But he did find the scene for me.
I'm incredibly let down now.
I'm sorry.
Next is Meet the Robinson.
You talked about Meet the Robinsons last time. I love Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite part of Meet the Robinsons is?
The Terry Rex.
I'm big kid and little arms. Yes. He's my favorite. Just him trying to talk and waggling his little arms. And wearing a tiny bowler hat. Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, we talked a lot about Meet the Robinsons last week, but everything holds true 1 week later. So
yes.
That's the one I really like. Bolt.
I haven't seen Bolt.
You haven't seen Bolt?
Nope.
Bolt was one like I think it a lot got held against it for Miley Cyrus and John Travolta sitting there.
No, I don't care about John Travolta, but somebody was like, Disney's coming out with this new movie, and it's got a dog in it and Miley Cyrus, and I was like, nope. But I've
Bolt
heard
is really good.
I've heard it's good, and I'm pretty excited to watch it, so.
Bolt is sweet, and it does some serious tugging at the heartstrings at points, because he's a dog.
Yeah.
And I'm like, So, yeah. I really like. I was surprised at how much I liked Bolt. Mm-hmm. So it was really good. Number 49. Oh, we're in closing stretch. Number 49 is The Princess and the Frog.
I love The Princess and the Frog. Yay! I talked about my love of Lottie last time, so we'll cruise on over that. But I loved the animation in this movie. It was a really lovely comeback to 2D animation.
Yeah.
And I loved Almost There. The song was really good, but the animation was so good, and the how stylized it was, and that entire sequence was just so good.
It looked like Rhapsody in Blue.
It did. It did. You're right.
So there you go.
And I loved Tiana. I loved Naveen.
The thing is, like, I'm not sure how much I like this movie and how much I was just happy that they were doing this kind of movie again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I kind of felt like, oh, they're never going to do it again. Because it really feels like it was made in 1993 and they just found it in the vault.
It does. It definitely has a Disney Renaissance feel to it, which is good.
So, but it's nostalgia seeing it for the first time, I guess.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. I really like that about it. All right, last movie. One final movie. Tangled.
I love Tangled.
So, came out last year.
I did.
I really like Tangled.
I did really enjoy that movie. I have some qualms with it, which I will talk about when we watch that movie in, like, you know, like half a year. But I did really like Rapunzel as a princess, and I loved the animation. I was delightfully surprised because...
Yeah, I thought I wasn't going to like that because it was going to be jarring.
Their 3D animation in the past has not made my favorite movies of theirs, so I was a little bit skeptical, but it was really lovely. And See the Light was my favorite sequence.
Yeah. I really like the soundtrack for this movie.
I did too. It was super catchy, and it really felt like a traditional Disney movie soundtrack, which was nice.
Well, at the beginning, it's really music heavy at the beginning. Like, there's the Light When My Life Began and a reprise right after that, and Mother's Know Best, and then another reprise, and then Dream. And so there's, like, a huge chunk of music. And I'm wondering if they already have an eyeball on putting this on the stage, because, you know, Disney's loved to do
that
as of late.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they were knowing that was, you know,
perhaps
in the future. So
perhaps.
If there's a Rapunzel or a Tangled musical coming out on Broadway in the next couple of years, you heard it here first. Totally called it.
Called it first.
Yep. All right, that is our 50. Disney movies 1 through 50. All jam-packed into one single episode. Next week, we will be starting with, all the way back at the beginning, with Snow White, and dedicate the whole episode all to Snow White. So... watch Snow White before you do it.
yes. We're going to have to do that. I haven't seen Snow White in a long time.
I want to go through another seating of it. So, all right. We'll see you next week.
Okie dokie. Bye, guys.
Bye.